The Gemara Masechta Zvachim, Daf Mem Aleph Amud Beis, quotes a Mishnah in Masechta Menachos. The Mishnah Masechta Menachos, Daf Yudal Amud Beis, teaches us. Pigel b'chayim mitzvah loy b'levoina. If somebody, the kohen, is offering a korban mincha, and he had a machsheves pigel on the chaimitz of the mincha, but not on the levoina. Or alternatively, b'levoina b'le b'chaimitz. He had that machshava only by the levoina, not by the chaimitz. We know that the way the korban mincha is brought, you have all the ingredients baked or fried together, and then you put a chaimitz on top of that baked item. You put a levoina on top of that item, push it to the side, take a chaimitz from one spot and the levoina scoop together, and take that to the mizbeach to be burnt. And then the rest of the korban mincha may be eaten, unless certain circumstances, particularly if it's the mincha of a kohen. So the Mishnah there teaches us that when the kohen had this machshava, he had the machshava's pigel only by the kohenitz, not by the levoina, only by the levoina, not by the kohenitz. Ramei, I'm a pig of a chayovan of karas. Ramei says that would render the carbon pigel, and if somebody had that if the kohen had the machshava chutzlos manoi, it would make it into pigel, and if chas v'sham, somebody ate from that carbon, there would be a chiv karas. So the opinion of the Chachamim is quite clear. The opinion of the Chachamim is that there is no pigel unless you have the Machshavas pigel throughout one avoida. If you don't have the Machshavas pigel throughout one avoida, the carbon would not become a pigel. The simple way of, and that's called the halachic term for that, is ein mefaglin b'chatzi matter. The simple way of learning Rameyer is Rameyer disagrees. And Rameyer's opinion is that mefaglin b'chatzi matter, that even if you had the machshava by part of the avoida, that is enough to be considered to make it into pickle. However, comes Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish says that that isn't pshat in Rameyer. Rather, he says the pshat in Rameya is because Rameya bases his opinion a kol oisa das rishon hu oisa. If somebody begins an activity with a certain kavana, says Rameya, his continuation of that activity is based on his original intent. And therefore, if somebody began a certain avoid, if a kohen began a certain avoida with a machshevas pigel, even though he didn't have that machsheva throughout, it still will remain pigel. Fundamental machloikis achroinim, briskerov versus the sfas emes, how to understand this concept of kol ois al das rishon hu oisa. The briskerov learns that the way to understand here as far as pigel is concerned, kol ois al das rishon hu oisa, is that there's a din that says that if you began a certain avoida with a certain machshava, that machshava is considered to have endured throughout the entire avoida. Says the Brisker Rav, it's not to be understood as an umdana. It's not to be understood as an assumption that that was your intention at the beginning. That must have been your intention throughout. But rather, the way to understand it is there's a din that according to Rameyer, the halacha is that the halacha considers the second act as a continuation of the first. The Sfas Emes disagrees with the Brisker Rav for two reasons. He says, it doesn't make sense to say that a din could create a machshava. That means what we're saying is that if the kohen began with a machshava's pigel, it continues throughout. Why? Because the din says so. How could a din create a machshavas pigel? Moreover, his raya is from a Gemara that we find on the next block, on Daf Mem Beis. The Gemara discusses a situation where, let's say, there are four zrikas on a carbon, four zrikas by a carbon. He did the first zrika with a machshavas pigel. He did the second one without a machshavas pigel. And then he did a third one with machshavas pigel. Says Rava that even if you're going to say kala ois al das rishayna oisa, here we can't say kala ois al das rishayna oisa. Because, says the Gemara, if he was continuing based on his original intent, so why did he should just have the first machshava, and that should have worked throughout. Why is the halacha that if he has a new machshava by the third zrika, a pigle, that shows that the second zrika did not have a machshavas pigle. So if we say, says the Sfas Emes, is because it's an umdana. So here, we clearly have a reason to understand why this umdana ought not to be applicable. But if we're going to say that it's a din, so then why should it make a difference what we try to attribute from what we see he's been doing and thinking? The din is that, as the, if the Brisker Rav is correct, that it continues throughout. But the Sfas Emes himself agrees that there's a problem with his approach, that it's an umdana. Because what does an umdana say? An umdana says that we make an assumption that that was what he intended. If that was his machshava at the beginning, that must have been his machshava throughout. So what's going to be the halacha? If we'll ask this kohen, what was your machshava throughout? According to the Brisker Rav, it doesn't make a difference. There's a din that kala oisa, adas rishayna hu oisa. However, according to the Sfas Emes, that it's based on a umdana, in a case where this kohen will clearly indicate to us that that was not his intention, it ought not to be considered pigle. And therefore, the Sfas Emes himself leaves it as a question. Because otherwise, why doesn't the Gemara just say, let's ask the Kayin? Darzarua clearly indicates, like the Sfas Emes, I had a question that we just asked, that the Sfas Emes himself asks, that if so, that it's based on an umdana, why not ask the Kayin, what was your machshava? So he says that wherever we find in Shas, the Chazal rely on an umdana, and they say that this was this person's intention, then even if the person says it was not, the power of an umdana is stronger than what the person says himself. And he brings a raya. He says, the Gemara Masechet Pesachim, Daf Dalet Amud Beis, says if somebody rents a home to someone else with the assumption that it was already cleared for Pesach, and then it wasn't, it's not a Mekach Tosh. Even in a place where it's going to cost the tenant money to find somebody to be Boydik the Chametz. Because we have a klal, Noich Loi La'odam, a person is satisfied, L'kai Mitzvah B'gufa B'mayinai, that a person doesn't mind spending money on a mitzvah. What's going to be if the person is going to be telling us, I don't want to spend money? He's telling us clearly, I don't want to spend this money. It doesn't make a difference. Why doesn't it make a difference? Because if Chachamim said that we say that's what he meant, then that's what the halacha establishes, even though it's only an umdana and we don't care what he has to say. There's a very famous machlokes rishonim, a question that touches almost every daf in our masechta. When we speak about pigle, the Rishonim discuss, how does a carbon become pigle? Is it just that the kohen says that he had such a machshava, or is pigle determined also through where he has to say, the kohen has to be moitzi v'peh, his machshava, the machshava's pigel. Rashi's opinion is that in order for carbon to become pigel, it's not just enough that the kohen says he had that machshava, he has to be moitzi v'peh that machshava. And there are achronim that use this gemara as a proof to Rashi's approach. One, that what happened in our gemara? He started the avodah. According to Rashi, he said what he said. So the rabbanim say, "Ein mefaglum b'machatzim mato." They don't subscribe to the concept of kol oisa das rishonu oisa. And the question is, why not? So according to Rashi, it's very understandable. Obviously, in the case of our gemara, he did not specifically verbalize his machshavas pigel. It's only something that we're relying on kol adaisa, ois al das rishayna huayza. And therefore, say the rabbanon, without verbalizing your machshavas pigel, just relying on kol ois al das rishayna huayza, the carbon can't become pigel. Rameyer, on the other hand, is going to hold that since he started with a verbalization of that machshava, even though he didn't continue that verbalization, that enunciation that he has this machshava's pigel, will still remain pigel. In fact, maybe one could suggest that the machloikis of the Chachamim and Rameyer, according to Reish Lakish, who says Rameyer's whole concept is based on kol ha'isa al das rishayna huayisa, is if verbalization is required. The Rabbanan hold that verbalization is required, and that's why it's not pigel. Rameyer holds it's not, and that's why maybe it is pigel.